Viral Palestinian wedding features calls for increased Russian attacks on Ukraine, taking of their women. By Joshua Klein on March 15, 2022. In a video clip that has garnered well over 500,000 views within a day, a famed Palestinian wedding performer leads the crowd with a song calling for increased attacks on Ukraine and the banishment of its citizens in order for Palestinian men to wed the remaining Ukrainian women. It also called for China to invade Taiwan to hit back at the U.S. The viral clip of a wedding performance by popular Palestinian singer Mohammed Arni, whose official Facebook page has over 112,000 followers, shows Palestinian participants celebrating to the tune of calls for broadening the current bloody conflict in Ukraine, which has already cost the lives of thousands. Arni is joined by fellow singer Suhaib al-Jamaini, whose official Facebook page has nearly 75,000 followers. The song specifically addresses Russian President Vladimir Putin, urging him to intensify his war on Ukraine, which would lead to the availability of Ukrainian women for Palestinian men to wed. "Harden your heart, O Putin," Arni sings. "Increase your attacks. Banish them to Palestine, and we will marry Ukrainian women," it continues. The next part urges authoritarian China to seize its democratic neighbor Taiwan in order to defeat the Israel-supporting United States. "Also, we say to China, invade Taiwan. Also, we say to China, why don't you invade Taiwan?" he sings. "This way we will smash the nose of the Americans, who make the Israeli airplanes," the song continues. Arni is then seen repeating the chorus, which called for President Vladimir Putin to escalate attacks on Ukraine as well as the banishing of Ukrainian women to Palestine for the purposes of being married off to local men. Many took to Twitter to express outrage over the clip, which was posted on various Palestinian sources online earlier this month. Dr. Nirvana Mahmood, a regional observer and independent commentator on Middle East issues, called it absolutely sick fascism and misogyny. "This is who the left adore," wrote political commentator Sophie Corcoran. Heartwarming, from the usual suspects, human rights lawyer and national security analyst Irina Zuckerman wrote mockingly. "Here to my progressive friends, enjoy true Palestinian culture," wrote commentator Eli Dror. "It almost feels like they want to lose all the sympathies the world still has for them," one Twitter user wrote. "This is disturbing on so many levels," wrote another. Last week, model Gigi Hadid was slammed for comparing victims in Ukraine to people who live in Palestinian territories. Activist and influencer Elizabeth Savetsky stated she is absolutely appalled over Hadid's comparison, elaborating on reasons the matter is incomparable. Israeli actress and author Noah Tishby also reacted to Hadid's comments, stating that the model is hijacking the Russian invasion of Ukraine to promote propaganda about Israel. "We're seeing, yet again, celebrities and social media influencers co-opting a global tragedy in order to spread lies about Israel," Tishby said. "Ukraine is not Palestine, and Israel is not Russia. So, no, Gigi, it's not the same." In January, a report revealed the Biden administration was being sued for refusing to submit internal documents that could show it violated a law barring the federal government from sending money to the Palestinian government until it stops its so-called pay-for-slay scheme paying terrorists and their families. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.